This is what?
Finger.
Okay.
Then they could call that your dog finger. The evil folks say when you see your point, say, uh-uh, don't point that on looking finger at my feet.
Okay, and what's this?
Thumb.
And what are these?
Five fingers.
Okay, and this is all what?
Hand.
All right, and these are?
10 fingers.
Or two what?
Hand.
Okay, and this is what kind?
That's the palm of your hand.
Okay, and what's this right here?
Your wrist.
All right, and this is what?
Your arm.
And what's right here?
Your elbow.
And this is what?
Breast.
Okay, and this is my what?
That's the bottom Peter's tummy.
Okay, and this is what?
A leg.
Right, and that's what?
Knee bone.
And this is what?
Thigh bone.
And what's this called?
Ankle bone.
Well, that's your ankle. Did you get a name for this?
That's your leg.
Okay, and what about this right here?
That's a shin bone in your leg.
Okay, and this is what?
Feet.
Okay. Now, if it's like 145, I might say that it's what before 2?
45.
It'd be what?
50.
Okay, like if I have a clock. And it's right here. And that's like, it's going to be 3 o'clock. As soon as that moves up there, you might say it's what before 3?
2.
Except
before 3.
Uh-huh. If it's like 2:45 and you say in 15 minutes it's going to be 3 o'clock, and somebody said to you, what time is it? And it was sitting right there. What would you say?
3:30.
Okay.
I don't know much about these counts because I didn't learn much in arithmetic.
Okay.
That I couldn't go to school, but it ain't my fault.
The thing that a baby will lie in, like if you're going to take a baby bed, you might put it on wheels and you can push them around it. What do you call that?
Sometimes have a little buggy, baby buggy.
Okay.
And know you can let it back, and it's got a top over. You can put a little pillow in there. You can lie back there and sleep all day. And all you push them and say,
I wish they made them for me, big enough so I
say, if a person, one big enough for you.
Yeah. If a person doesn't live right straight across from you, but he lives like in this direction, what do you say? He lives
north side, south side of you.
Okay, but if you didn't want to say he lives, like this person over here lives straight across from me, but this one this way does what? He lives?
North.
Okay.
No, yeah, no, that's south, south of the, on the south side.
Okay, have you ever
and
said
this
like?
This on the east side, and this is west side.
Have you ever said like he might live catty-cornered from me?
Yeah, some catty-cornered, some street, no.
Okay.
See, it's four corners to the world, ain't it?
Yep.
That's right. Okay, now, these are all the questions I want to ask, and I really appreciate you answering them for me and taking the time to do it.
You're welcome, sugar. I enjoy talking with you.
Well, we really appreciate it. Okay.
Just that I'm interested. You make a peach pie? I mean, peaches you get around here?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell me how to do that?
Sure, Mom.
I wish you would, because I'd like to know.
Well,
I'm going to try it.
Just wait a minute till you get off and I'll give you some peach to make your pie.
No, listen, I got peaches. We can get peaches.
We've got peaches.
You can just tell me. See, what
just
I know,
tell me, like, how do
I'd
you
like
do
to
it?
Know your homemade recipe. That's all I want to know.
Well, give me your paper now.
Can you just tell it to us?
Well, now, you know you got the peel. You wash the peach off to get them fuzz off, but you don't want that in your peach. Mm-hmm. Now you wash them peaches off and get that stem out. And if you got any infected, please take the end of your knife and cut that out and see you won't have brown specks in your pie. Mm-hmm. Well, you slice that peach in squares, just like you slice a watermelon.
Yeah.
And then you put it in your pan and you put some sugar in there and your flavor and have your crust put in your pan and see you won't make a pie. And then you put the peaches in there. You even put the sugar in them. And then you put the peach in there and put your few dumplings, not many, because you don't want it thick with dumplings. You want peach in the broth too over. And then put it in there and let it cook. Turn your stove down to a certain temperature, you know, and let it cook slow. Mm-hmm. And put you some butter in there and some flavor, gal, and shut the door. Don't let nobody come in.
I know, but you want to eat it all yourself, don't you?
Yeah.